For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gosted with your headlines. The City of Milwaukee Elections Commission and Mayor Tom Barrett were critical of a voter purge that could see as many as 35,000 names taken off the rolls in the city. Ozaukee County Circuit Court Judge Paul Malloy ordered 234,000 names removed from the Wisconsin voter rolls because he believes those people had moved. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett said during a press conference that many residents thought the postcards that were sent out were spam. You could check your voting status at and register to vote online at myvote.wi.gov. A fire broke out late Sunday night at a 47-unit apartment building at the 1400 block of Big Bend Road in Waukesha. One person died from injuries sustained in the fire, the cause of which remains under investigation. The city of Wausau is considering decriminalizing snowball fights next week. Following a bit of unwanted media attention from the likes of the Today Show, New York Post, and even Fox News, a 60-year-old ordinance lumps snowballs in with rocks and arrows. And after a website called Wausau the worst city in the world to live in for banning snowball fights, Wausau police responded by posting a video of themselves throwing snowballs in downtown Wausau. The Bucks beat the Pacers at the Fizer Forum last night, 117-89. The Bucks currently have the best record in the NBA at 27-4. Their next game is on Christmas Day in Philadelphia against the 76ers. The Packers take on the Vikings tonight in Minnesota. Both teams have locked in playoff berths, but if the Packers win their last two games, they are locked into a first-round bye, potentially. Highs today around 45 degrees, overnight lows in the mid to lower 30s. Christmas Eve, expect cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 40s. And on Christmas Day, a high of 45 with partly cloudy skies. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.